expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and you are listening to Our Urban Story on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon. Miss Diamond, you want to say hello to our listeners?
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone.
Yes, and I would like to give you the call-in number. The number is 973-925-4559. And we would like to hear from you and whatever your opinion is about what we're saying. Miss Diamond, what are we going to talk about this afternoon?
Well, give us your thoughts on Jussie Smollett.
My thoughts? I mean, it's a disgrace. All of the charges were dropped. And that's because he's connected with Kamala Harris as well as Michelle Obama. So now we want to talk about corruption. We want to talk about collusion. We want to talk about ignoring the law and lawlessness. Here you have it all wrapped up in this bundle. That was disgraceful. And if even Ron, I think his name is Ron, R-A-H-N, Emanuel, the mayor of the city of Chicago, is upset. You know what that means? That means before they made these arrangements, they didn't even confer with the mayor. That's why he's upset. And what about the police, the head of the police department there? Well, he's upset too because they could have been doing something else rather than being fooled by this hoax that was perpetrated upon the people of Chicago and could have caused some serious problems in America. It's a disgrace what this, the district attorney has done. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. But once again, the Democrats have their rules and their laws, which don't coincide with what America believes in. We believe in, you know, justice being blind. Everyone gets treated the same, but they don't believe in that. They believe that they are exceptions to any rules. So, therefore, they're showing every loyal Democrat how lawless they are. Now, please, loyal Democrats, if you're listening to me or if you're listening and you know someone who's a loyal Democrat, ask them, is this what they want for America? Lawlessness? That's not what makes America great and that city shining on that hill. What do you say, Miss Diamond?
Well, it's clear that the Jussie Smollett case is just, in my opinion, coded in corruption. The district attorney, Kim Fox, not only dropped all the charges unbeknownst to the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, and to the police chief, but they also they sealed his records. And so there is a two-tier system of justice, one for privileged Democrats and the one for the rest of us. It's not even a two-tier justice system between blacks and whites. It's obvious privileged Democrats don't have to pay for the crimes that they committed. Now one of his lawyers is saying maybe the Africans who work with him on this, the Nigerians, wore blackface. I mean, whiteface. That's just absolutely crazy. It's clear there was corruption, maybe because they were, maybe in part it was done because Trump, basically Robert Mueller found no obstruction, no collusion. So they were pissed off at that. This may have been payback. I don't know. But clearly this is not the end of it. Now the NAACP has cheapened its name, cheapened its organization by giving Jussie Smollett an award. An award for what? Creating this hoax that cost the Chicago Police Department a lot of time, manpower, and I do think Rahm Emanuel should sue Jussie Smollett because it wasn't a matter of that this actually happened. This did not actually happen. It was actually a hoax. But because of his political connections to Kamala Harris, who's now running for president, to Michelle Obama, the charges were dismissed, and that's absolutely disgraceful. Barbara.
I mean, it's a double whammy, it's a triple whammy, and it should not be happening in America, period. And it's time for we the people to say we've had enough of this corruption, We've had enough of these lies. You know, we just endured 8 former years with a corrupt White House staff between Eric Holdup and the whole gang of them, the godless gang. I mean, they did things. I mean, and didn't they were not held accountable to the people, because most of the people who could have called them on the carpet were afraid of being called a racist. They were paralyzed. And then some of these same people, now they can find so much fault with Trump. But when all of this corruption, all of this backdealing, all of these closed sessions were going on under the administration when Obama was president, they were like little church mice. They were quiet, silent, and invisible. This is sickening. And we the people need to hold them accountable. We the people need to use the power of our Constitution and at the polls to get rid of some of these ineffective people. I don't care what their title is, but I know one thing. The Democratic Party, if you're loyal to that, you should think about your loyalty. When are you going to start being loyal to your country? But most important, being loyal to God, loving truth, loving honesty, believing integrity. Right now, the Democratic Party is not showing any integrity toward the laws that make this country an outstanding country throughout the world. Ms. Diamond.
Yes, absolutely. The Democratic Party has become the party of lawlessness.
Yes.
Please feel free to call in. Our number here is 973-925-4559. It is Saturday, March 30th, 2019. We are into spring. We have beautiful weather in the northeastern part of the United States. I hope it's beautiful where you are. President Trump has said he will have asked the FBI and the Department of Justice to investigate Jussie Smollett's the dropping of the charges. I mean, they were just dropped. He did a few hours at Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Organization in Chicago, and the charges were dropped. So there's corruption behind it. But more to come on that. And he has the gall, this Jussie Smollett, to say he's going to sue the Chicago Police Department. One of the smartest things he could do is just
fade away.
Just fade away. Don't be arrogant. Just fade away. We have a call coming in.
And we the people need to learn how to boycott these people who pay no attention to the laws, have no respect for our country. I think we have a call coming in. Hello, caller. Can I have your name?
Hello,
Carla.
Wanda.
How are you? I'm sorry.
This
what's your
Wanda.
Name?
Wanda.
Okay, Wanda. Thank you for calling. And what would you like to add to our conversation?
Well, I just wanted to. What did you guys think about the Jussie Smollett case? Everything being dropped. Just wanted to get your thoughts about that.
Oh, it's insane! It's insane, and it's not fair, and it shows a sign of lawlessness. What do you say, Ms. Diamond, to that?
Well, it's clearly corruption at the highest levels. It shows a two-tier level of justice, two-tier justice system. One for privileged Democrats like Jeffrey Epstein, Jussie Smollett, Keith Ellison, who beat his girlfriend, who is now the Attorney General in Minnesota. There's a two-tier system.
And don't
of justice.
Forget the Queen of Lies.
Okay, right, exactly.
Hillary Clinton.
So there's privileged Democrats and there's the rest of us. I think Jussie Smollett absolutely committed a hoax. And for his attorney to say the two Nigerians were in whiteface, that's absolutely silly and ridiculous.
I've never even heard of whiteface.
Exactly.
So
I believe the Chicago police are going to go to court against him, so...
Well, they should. They should, because they wasted manpower. They wasted the taxpayer dollars. And Chicago is a very violent city, so they don't need the police running around for a hoax.
Right.
So that's good. They need the police trying to protect the citizens of Chicago from the murder rate.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for calling, and please call again.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
God bless. Okay.
Yes, that's really a shame, and it's really, thank you, caller.
Thank you so much, yes.
And it really, it also impacts victims, real victims of crime, real victims of hate crimes. Jussie Smollett doesn't even understand fully the ramifications of his actions. He could have started a race war. There are real victims of violent crimes, and they're going to be harder to believe because of this fraud committed by Jussie. So he really does need to pay back the city of Chicago. I mean, he basically did this stunt because he wasn't happy with his salary of $125,000 per episode.
Wow. And, you know, we the people need to make sure that he's not in other episodes. We need to boycott whatever he's in, whatever he's doing. You know, they are controlled by the power of the dollar. And these liberals are taking your dollars from we the people because you support them. And they are working against America. So we need to be aware of that, and we need to stop supporting them.
Yes, absolutely. I just want to briefly mention that the state of Georgia passed a heartbeat bill. They were threatened by Hollywood actors. And with the heartbeat bill, let me just stop there. Basically, if my understanding is correct, and please correct me if I'm wrong, if a doctor detects a heartbeat in an unborn baby, they cannot perform an abortion. So you had Hollywood elitists coming out saying they're going to boycott Georgia and all that. We will not let Hollywood threaten us anymore. We could care less. If you don't want to come to Georgia, you don't want to come to South or North Carolina, fine. Whatever state you don't want to come to, fine. We don't want Hollywood. We don't need Hollywood actors. You're not going to dictate policy. The Bible and our Judeo-Christian foundings, which comes from the Bible, they are what guides this nation, not Hollywood actors, directors, producers, whomever. So we don't really care what Hollywood thinks. And I applaud the state of Georgia for passing this bill to protect the innocent unborn babies.
Amen. Because we've shed enough innocent blood in this land, and it needs to come to a halt. And I'm so happy for Georgia and those in Georgia that stood up for what is right. You know, the four mothers of this country who fought for women's rights, Susan B. Anthony and the like, they called it child murder. They called it child murder. And I want you to hear that, because that's what it is, murder. And, you know, we all know that more black babies are killed by this method of slaughter in New York than black babies that are born. One thing for sure, the Democratic Party is making sure that the population rate of blacks does not increase. They make sure, like Margaret Sanger did, that every one of these murder houses is placed in urban areas. They don't promote not being promiscuous. They don't promote celibacy. They don't promote marriage. But they promote abortion, murder, child murder. And it's sad, because the black population will never increase if we continue this cycle of killing the babies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Last Saturday, we went at a rally outside of Trump Tower. A lot of great people were there. We had a great crowd.
Oh, my goodness, it was
Brandon
fabulous.
Brandon Strzok was there. His walkaway movement was there. So we want to thank everyone who came out last Saturday, New York City, Trump Tower. It was a great rally.
And I think it was hosted by United for Trump. And the leader of that group, one of the leaders of that group, Anthony, you know, he's a very wonderful person. And he planned on doing some more things, because we want to get our voices out there and remind people that we need our President Trump to be reelected in 2020.
Absolutely. And the next day, we have the privilege of going out to Queens to visit the Queens Republican Club. Brandon Strzok, who founded the Walkaway Movement, received an honorary, I think he received an award. We also had Corey Lewandowski, who worked with President Trump on the 2016 campaign. He attended the Queens Village Republican Club. Barbara, you were there last Sunday. What were your thoughts?
Well, and we got a copy of his book, mm-hmm. Trump's Enemies. Oh, that was a fabulous, absolutely spectacular affair. The food was delicious. The people were wonderful. And I was so happy to see so many of the same color that I am in attendance. And once again, this Queens Village Republican Club is supposed to be and reported to be the oldest Republican club in America. It was founded in 1875. And I had the privilege on January the 3rd to be one of their speakers for one of their meetings. And it was, I mean, it was just so beautiful. You know, when people are with you on the same page, it doesn't make any difference their ethnicity. It doesn't make any difference what station in life they're on. It's always a joy and a privilege. So it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful affair. Well, very well attended. And, you know, I just met so many other more additional wonderful people.
Absolutely. And I want to talk about Robert Mueller's investigation for a moment, but I also want to bring out the fact that on Wednesday, March 27th, we had the privilege of attending the first walkaway town hall at the Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem. There were a number of good speakers. Again, this is something Walkaway, Brandon Strock's group did. And they had a great film, great short documentary, about 35 minutes, called The Great Awakening, Breaking the Chains of the Democratic Party. Your thoughts?
My thoughts on that are just about almost everything that was said by the actors and not actors and actresses, these, you know, real life people, I have contained in my book. Because, you know, the regular slogans were taught to all of us, you know, the Republicans are for the rich and the Democrats are for the poor. I'm so proud to see many black people walking away, awakening from how they've been used and duped for so many years by the Democratic Party. But my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, shows how I transcended from being a programmed black Democrat to one who was independently thinking. And, you know, I said before my beginning was with Giuliani, but, you know, it was somewhere around there. But it also started with Clinton because I could never vote for Bill Clinton because I didn't think that he was a truthful person. So I was just happy to see that black people in particular were saying the same things that I have recorded in my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, about finding and discovering truth. The truth of the matter is we have been used. The truth of the matter is that the Democratic Party has helped destroy the black family. And now we have 73 plus children in black, born to single black women. No marriage. Years ago, it was like 24%. Now it's over 70% of our children born without the privilege of having a structured family, a mother and father committed to one another and committed to nurturing, raising, and affirming that child.
You know, one of the things they gave out as part of the advertising, the town hall, they printed up this flyer with some statistics, and I'd like to share them with you. This is from Walkaway. Okay, I won't share them. Okay.
Well, you know,
okay.
I mean, yeah.
So go ahead then.
Yeah, because, you know, the statistics are valid. They are valid and all of that. And, you know, we're proud that this is going on. And I just hope more people wake up and get out of supporting those who are destroying the families of black people, who have done a very good job of that, who are being reelected over and over again, yet neglecting the very people who have put them in office. And now what they're doing is not only forgetting about the people who put them in office, but also putting the people who put them in office at unnecessary risk by wanting to have open borders and not respecting the sovereignty of the United States of America.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to the Robert Mueller investigation, as you know, Robert Mueller released his report. No collusion, no obstruction. Although from what I understand, collusion is not a crime. Barbara, your thoughts?
Absolutely ridiculous that between $25 and $30 million was wasted because we didn't have Madam President. That's all this was about. From what I understand, they had gathered a group of people together to contest Donald Trump just in case he lost and he wanted to contest it. And he didn't lose, so then they had to reverse strategies. A lot of people have dirty hands in this issue. Hillary Clinton, Obama with the dossier spying on Trump. Did they investigate any of that? Did any of that come out? No. You know, what did you say, that there's a two-tier legal system in America? You're absolutely correct on that one. Look at the FBI agents that were revealed who were anti-Trump, who did everything they could within their power to prevent him from being president. But thank God we the people, 63 million of us, went to those polls and voted for Donald Trump. And I, you know, I get so insulted when I hear the word impeachment, although they've calmed that down now. Because what they're saying is they want to impeach 63 million people for thinking outside of the box and not voting for a program politician who forgot about our ambassador and three others in Benghazi, who destroyed evidence that was subpoenaed. They want to impeach 63 million people who said we've had enough of these program politicians who only care about lining their pockets. We're going to go for Donald John Trump, and we did.
Absolutely. Robert Mueller wasted our taxpayer money. It's because he was sent on a wild goose chase based on a fake and false dossier. And the late John McCain had a hand in getting this dossier.
Yes, he did.
To the FBI, which was a shame. And that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump struggles with the whole thing with John McCain. I know other people tell him, just move on. John McCain is dead. And that is true. But it's a matter of fact that he sent a fake dossier to the FBI in order to try to derail, I don't know, trip up President Trump. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, there's no collusion, no obstruction, and the media has really lost any and all credibility. There are reports that Rachel Maddow has lost over 500,000 viewers for her show on MSNBC because she was feeding them this lie for 2 years that there was collusion between Donald Trump or one of his family members' campaign aides and Russia. That turned out not to be true. And from what I understand, Robert Mueller overturned every stone. He looked here, he looked there. Thousands of subpoenas were issued. They had hundreds of interviews and zero evidence of collusion. So I applaud the president. I think a weaker president, a man or woman, may have crumbled under the pressure. And President Trump held up very nicely. It was very difficult, and I applaud him. Your thoughts?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. What this Mueller report produced was absolutely nothing. It just showed us how corrupt our FBI has become, unfortunately. And those who should have more integrity, how they lack so much integrity, from James Comey on down, Peter Strzok, whatever his name is, Lisa Page, all of them. And as far as, what is her name, Maddow? What's her name?
Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Mad Dog. You know, I'm good. I'm glad that people have stopped watching those lies. You know, when we find out somebody is not telling the truth, doesn't want to tell the truth, well, we should have known what she would do anyway. On election night, look at how she broke down. If I recall correctly, she's one of those that looked like she was having a mental breakdown, a mental collapse, because Donald Trump won. So she has a hatred. They have an unnatural hatred for someone who is doing a wonderful job for America, someone whom cannot be paid off, someone who did not go into politics to get rich. And I don't think many of them in politics can say that, because they have fattened their wallets tremendously between the deals under the table and even helped their families. Look at Maxine Waters' husband, her daughter. All of them have profited. Look at Nancy Pelosi and her. Look at Joe Biden's son. Because of his connections, his son is, you know, making plenty of money. Here it is, Donald Trump, a self-made billionaire who can't be bought. They hate him. They hate him because he can't be bought. He doesn't owe anyone for campaign money. No one financed him. And he loves this country. I believe he loves God. And he loves the American people.
Yes, absolutely. If there had been any collusion, which is really in and of itself not a crime, any obstruction on the part of President Trump, you know Robert Mueller would have put it in his investigation. The Democrats want to see the whole report. I'm assuming that's fine. But our William Barr, the Attorney General, provided a summary. And at a later point, the full report or redacted parts of it will be released. Now, I'm just looking at here on Twitter about 2 hours ago. President Trump has said he's going to cut off all U.S. funding to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala for the lack of cooperation with the caravans that are heading toward the United States. He has also threatened to close our southern border with Mexico. I think the president absolutely should do that until Mexico is more cooperative and stop people from flooding our borders. They do not have a right. They do not have a right to just walk into the United States. We are a sovereign nation, and you must come in legally.
Oh, I applaud our president for that. Finally, we have a president in office that wants to protect our sovereignty, wants to protect Americans from the crimes of illegals, want to protect our schools from having to close because they can't accommodate, you know, the illegal aliens. We want people to come to this country, come here to contribute, and come here legally. We don't go and try to slip into Mexico to stay in Mexico. We can never become a citizen of Mexico, from what I understand. Their laws are very stringent, and they are basically, I think if I may be correct, a third world country. Am I correct in that, Ms. Diamond?
Assuming absolutely.
A third world country, and their immigration laws are stringent. You cannot, from what I understand, you cannot walk around in Mexico without ID. But yet and still, they want us to forget about our laws of the land. They want to come here. And then that's exposing us to terrorists from the Middle East. Uh-huh. All they have to do is get in with one of those caravans, speak one or two words of Spanish, and they might get over here also. And that puts us in danger. I applaud our president for thinking about the American. Kate Steinle wouldn't be, what's pronounced it?
Steinle.
Steinle would be alive today if it hadn't been for the illegal who shot and killed. There are countless and numerous men and women, teenagers, who have been slaughtered by illegal aliens. And I'm not saying they're the only ones that commit crime. Let's be real. We have our own homegrown criminals. But enough is enough is enough.
We are now going to break. Please stay with us, and we'll see you on the other side. Thank you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And here we are back with you, Barbara from Harlem, on DDVRadio.com, listening to our urban story. I wonder, you know, how many people out there are really thinking seriously when they go to those polling booths, when they vote. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, were told that the Democrats are for the poor, Republicans are for the rich. Well, as many Democrat-run cities as we see across America, do we see any of them thriving? I don't. I don't see the average New Yorker there in Harlem thriving. I see them, you know, trying to get into the projects. I see them if they are in the projects and someone wants to build a high-rise in the city, that they have to move maybe to Brooklyn or someplace to make room for these investors that want to put up these big high-rises and charge between $1,100 and $1,300 and up per month. The average New Yorker that I know can't afford it. The average New Yorker that I know who's been voting for the Democrats all of their lives are struggling and just trying to make do. Now, Miss Diamond, do you have something to add?
Yeah, I mean, it's just at a point where people really have to think about, is it worth voting for Democrats, period? I mean, it's just not. It's really not. The Democrats have moved too far to the left. The anti-Semitism, the support of infanticide. I mean, going so far as to tell the state of Georgia will boycott you if you pass an abortion bill that says if you hear or detect the baby's heartbeat, you are not to have an abortion. I mean, are you that much in favor of killing babies that you're willing to boycott the state for passing a common sense, in my opinion, abortion law? You know, the Democratic Party has just gone too far with the anti-Semitism, infanticide, voting to allow illegals to vote in our elections. Now, these are people who claim they are upset, they're perturbed, disturbed, that there was foreign influence in our elections in 2016, and alleging that President Trump colluded with the Russians. But these same people voted in the House of Representatives to have illegal aliens vote in our elections.
They don't make sense.
They don't make sense.
No.
So if you want someone who walked across the border to just vote without investing anything in the United States, he or she then can potentially cancel out my vote, and I'm an American citizen.
And you've paid taxes all of your
life.
Yes.
The Democrats absolutely do not make sense. They've moved too far to the left. Then you have Senator Kristen Gillibrand, a United States senator from Long Island, who says, well, let illegals get Social Security. Social Security. Illegals have not invested in our system. They should not be entitled to Social Security. What about the 70-year-old man who's worked virtually all of his life and he's depending on that Social Security? He's invested in the American economy, and he's supposed to get reduced amount in Social Security so you can give it to someone who just walked over the border from El Salvador? This is just common sense, people, and the Democrats seem to be moving farther away from common sense.
Well, you know what it is? The Democrats have moved farther and farther away from God. They want to totally eradicate God, just like, what's his name now, Karl Marx, wanted to dethrone God. Look at his autobiography and look very deeply, and you'll see that that was one of his main goals, to dethrone God. Democrats seem to be under this no God. Well, I know where they get it from. They get it from Margaret Sanger. Mm-hmm. Margaret Sanger had this Radical Woman paper that she printed in the 1920s. And the theme of it, or one of the slogans of it, was no master, no gods, no masters. And this is what I see the Democrats have adopted. Mm-hmm. No gods, no masters. They don't mind killing babies because then their friends, Hollywood, I guess, is upset because their friends who are getting rich off of baby parts won't have those baby parts accessible to them. Follow the dollar. You know, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. So there's money in killing babies. There's money in women who have abortions, and then their conscience bothers them so much that they either turn to drugs, and then you'll have to build more drug rehab. They could be putting themselves at medical high risk, medical repercussions from having an abortion, such as breast cancer or something like that. So that means, you know, I mean, you know, you'll have more sick, more victims. In other words, the Democratic Party has become so cold, so heartless, so ruthless that they don't care about the consequences. They don't care how Americans will suffer. They seem like they delight in that. They have followed the path that Karl Marx was following to try to dethrone God. That's why, as far as I'm concerned, the Democratic Party, everything that God has established, they attacked. They hate capital punishment. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, that's cruel, inhumane. Mm-hmm. But it's okay to stab a baby in the womb. It's okay to rip the parts of the baby so that they can sell them. But a convicted murderer who has tortured 5 or 6 people, they say that's cruel to inject him. That's cruel to put him in the electric chair. How much sense do they make? They don't make sense. When you eradicate God from your being, you are irrational. You don't make any sense. So, loyal Democrats, my message to you is you really can't serve God and remain loyal to a godless group. Either you're serving God or you're serving the godlessness that they are promoting. And right now, they are promoting godlessness. That's why in 2012, they didn't even want God mentioned. They didn't want Jerusalem mentioned. You can't be a Christian and be loyal to the Democratic Party because they didn't. They're upset. Not one Democrat celebrated the moving of our embassy to Jerusalem. Not one. Mm-hmm. And Judaism is the root, is the foundation of Christianity. Think about that.
Well, absolutely. I think one of the blessings of the midterm elections, although it's unfortunate that the Democrats took back the House.
It's horrible.
But the blessing is it has unmasked the Democrats about what we spoke about, the infanticide, the anti-Semitism, the anti-Americanism, yes, and so on and so forth, and the obsession with Trump. Now, as we said earlier, Robert Mueller informed the Attorney General that there will be no more indictments. This was revealed last Friday, and the left and the media have, well, they're the same thing. I just say the left.
Yes.
They're beside themselves.
Yes.
They are very upset. They've lost credibility, particularly MSNBC and CNN. And Rachel Maddow was on the verge of tears when Robert Mueller informed the AG of that. They've wasted the taxpayers' time, but because this was their insurance policy, and Trump is revealing it. If he had not won, we would not have known that there is a deep state at work trying to undermine our democracy. One of the blessings of Trump's victory in 2016 is that it is being revealed how far they would go. And it really goes to Obama himself. And that's going to come about, I think, I forget his name off the top of my head, but I know Rand Paul is really going in that direction, that we need to also look at Barack Obama, because he
absolutely
played a hand in this attempt to really, it was like an attempt to overthrow a duly elected president.
Yes.
And no, we will not remove the Electoral College, because you do not want to disenfranchise the smaller states, the smaller cities, small states like, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota, and other states, the Midwest. See, the Democrats want to win one popularity vote from the East Coast and the West Coast vote, because California is so liberal. And it's one of the most, if not the most populous state in the country. Then you have New York with 8 million people in New York City. So it would be between New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, a few other cities, California. They would be tossing or giving the election to the Democrats every 4 years. That's why it's important we have the Electoral College, so that smaller states, smaller cities are not disenfranchised from the process. That is very important. We're very happy that Robert Mueller did not find any criminal doings on behalf of the president. And, you know, we don't want to have endless investigations, but we must find out who is behind. We kind of know who it is. We must get to the bottom of this attempt to overthrow President Trump. You had Adam Schiff. He is the chairman of the House Investigative Committee, a very important committee in the House. And he used that important committee as a platform to continue to derail against Trump. Adam Schiff said, Congressman Schiff said, there was evidence that Trump had colluded with Russia. He talked about this for 2 years,
he
knowing
lied.
It wasn't true. So it is correct to ask him to step down from his position in the House.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he just lied. You know, that's part of the a regular beat from the Democratic Party. They lie, and they lie convincingly. And unfortunately, those weak minds, you know, absorb it, and then they'll repeat it, etc. There was no collusion. They made this up. Because from what we've been able to understand and gather, collusion in and of itself is not a crime. So that was just a bunch of just malarkey,
right,
that they handed the American people. I think Mueller needs to be investigated because he doesn't come with a clean slate either. Mm. You know, I mean, this is just getting out of hand. and all of this hatred for what? Hatred for a man that's renegotiating deals so America can be on top? What? Hatred because the unemployment rate is low. Businesses are now considering staying in the United States rather than going abroad. They don't even want to applaud anything good. And I wish half of those who are always talking about Trump would be half the father that he is. If they were half the father that he is, maybe we wouldn't have so many gangs. Maybe we wouldn't have so many youth killing another youth and killing all people. Maybe we would have more young people who are not out there rioting and they don't even know why they're there. We need to rebuild our homes. We need to have mothers and fathers raising, nurturing, and affirming their children so they don't have to look like clowns and weirdos to feel important and significant.
Absolutely. Adam Schiff is the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. He was preceded by Devin Nunes. And Devin Nunes has played an important role in uncovering this plot, this attempted coup against President Trump. And Devin Nunes should be applauded for his work, and we thank him. Schiff has been in office and has served in Congress since 2001, and he became chair of the House Intelligence Committee on January 3rd of this year, 2019. And Adam Schiff, in such an important position as a chair of this, to use his position to make and to continue, even after Mueller informed the Attorney General no more indictments last week, he continues to say that there's evidence against President Trump. Now, that is just freaking irresponsible. Then you have Representative Eric Swalwell still talking about that Trump is a Russian agent. There's no evidence. They're lying to the American people. They're just hoping that if they keep lying enough, some of it will stick and some people will just believe it just because they're repeating it over and over. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. I agree with President Trump when he spoke to Maria Bartiromo that he has to be strong because another president would have crumbled under this. And he's trying to see if he can make it so this doesn't happen to future presidents. Your thought?
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? We are truly blessed to have a president who's doing more than playing golf, basketball, and giving parties. Mm-hmm. He's concerned about these very pressing issues, and I know even with the Iran and their nuclear weapons, he's going to get into that. So, you know, I put something on Facebook. I said, you know, I can't praise God and thank him enough that we have Donald Trump as our president. I'm not saying he's a perfect specimen of humanity. I'm not saying any of that. But I'm saying that we have someone who loves what he's doing, appears to love what he's doing, loves this country, and he loves American people, average people. And that's a big plus. And he didn't go into politics to get rich. That's a big plus. Most of them, they've increased their wallet size since they've been a politician. They fight hard when it comes during the election time. And most Democrats will go into black communities, even sit in the pulpits, even though they promote things that are anti-God, anti-American. They'll go into these pulpits, especially in the black churches, and profess that they are champions of the family. No, you know, I was thinking the other day when Hillary said it takes a village to raise a child. You know, I know she was talking about the government, but to me, that's even insulting to say that in a black community, because we are not tribe. We're not in tribes. We are citizens of this beautiful country called America. And we're not in the tribes like our forefathers were in Africa. But the bottom line is we have to start thinking about what's best for America? What's pleasing to God, whom I say shaped America in the palm of his hand? No, we're not a perfect nation. But why do people from all over the world want to come here? Saturday at the rally, I met Maya. Maya was born in Russia, lived in Israel. She's a Jewish person, and now she's in America. She was at the Trump rally because she knows the difference between liberty, freedom. She knows the difference. Some of us who are born here in America take these things for granted. But I've met countless people from almost every part of the world who have come here and know what it is to be an American. We cannot let these Democrats strip us of our freedoms, of our liberties. They want socialism because they want to be on the top, telling you when you can eat, where you can eat, where you can live, and controlling you and me. That would turn us, and I'm taking these words from the late Dr., what was her name, Mildred Faye Jefferson. She said, we'll be slaves in a free land if we let socialism take over.
Excuse me.
You know.
Sorry, I have a slight cold.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We're going to be in Massachusetts tomorrow. It's sold out, so I don't know if I need to even give you any details. I don't know if, Barbara, you want to share any details.
No.
Because we're sold out. But we thank you all for wanting to come. Our friend Dennis.
Yes, yes.
We expect a packed house tomorrow up in Middleborough, Massachusetts. It should be good. And on April 20th, we're heading back up to Massachusetts. And I think even before the April 13th.
Yes.
So we will be on the road. And the 2020 campaign has essentially kicked off.
Amen.
Because we believe, and I do believe that Donald Trump will win by a landslide. But we don't want to take anything for granted. All votes are important. And so the 2020 campaign has begun. And we're proud to be a part of it. And we just look forward to campaigning for President Trump. Make America great again and keep America great 2020.
Absolutely. And I'm asking you that if you haven't picked up a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, please do so. You can get it at Amazon and other popular outlets. But, you know, like you said, we've already started campaigning for our President Trump. He's doing a fine job. Now, there are some who didn't support him in the beginning, but come on and get on this train, get on this boat, get on this jet, because he's the best thing that's happened to us in a long time. He's not a politician. He's just a businessman who loves to keep his word, and his word is his bond with us. And I'm very proud to be a supporter of him. And we can't deny what he's doing for America. We can't deny that he loves this country. We can't deny that he's making a difference, and he knows the art of every deal.
Absolutely. You know, we need to keep our president up in prayer.
Yes, we do.
Keep the vice president and all their families in prayer, this administration, because they are constantly under attack. And it's not just because he's Donald Trump. It would have been any Republican who was a conservative, who governed as a conservative, and who kept his promises. They try to make it seem like it's about Donald Trump. He's this, or he's corrupted. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about the fact that he is governing as a conservative, and he is, you know, he's keeping his promises, such as moving the embassy to Jerusalem. And not one Democrat attended.
Not one.
The opening of the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. That's very significant. The Democrats it's the party, really, of anti-Semites.
Anti-God.
Absolutely. An attack on Judaism, an attack on Jews, is an attack on Christianity, because we're an offshoot of Judaism.
Absolutely. I think it was Phil Robinson that first said this. We now have a president who's pro-God, pro-life, and pro-gun.
Absolutely.
And those things they hate.
Absolutely.
They want to take the guns away from tax-paying, law-abiding citizens, because they'll never get them away from the criminals.
Right, right.
They hate the fact that he's pro-life.
Yes.
That life is sacred according to God.
Absolutely.
And God hates, according to his word, I think it's Proverbs 7, the shedding, hands that shed innocent blood. He's pro-life. He's pro-God. He, you know, says God bless America.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's not ashamed to call on the name of God. Neither is his wife.
Absolutely.
And this is so different from what we had in the previous administration. So he's pro-God, pro-life, and pro-gun. And the black well, the black-hearted ones. I call them black-hearted. I call them dark-hearted. I call them a lot of things. Don't like those items. They don't like God. They're anti-God because whatever God established in this country, they've tried to break down and change. They want to kill babies even after they're born. To have the baby being born and deciding, well, should we kill this one? And then if someone says, well, yes, I need a couple of parts, they'll kill that baby. Child murder. And take your guns away. Only the criminals will have the guns then. You notice that these shootings take place in no gun zones. Because the cowards who go in there and do the shooting know that no one's going to shoot back.
Absolutely.
And if you get my book, the first chapter shows you why I believe in the Second Amendment. Because it was because I had a gun, I was able to save not only my life, but the life of my brother and the life of my children. Because I shot back, and then the coward said, I give, I give.
Before we go, I just want to remind you to also pray for our Christian brothers and sisters in Nigeria. I'm just reading this tweet that Muslims burned down 4 churches and 28 homes, and they raped and murdered some Christian women in raids on Christian villages in Nigeria. Muslims really are no position to tell us we're Islamophobic. Tell that to the people in Nigeria and other parts of Africa who are coming almost under daily assault and murder by Muslims in Africa.